showing the breadth of 2015's live and post-process electroacoustic release Paradigm Shift, bassist Michael Janich launches a new project called Worlds Collide. We're going to check into the track Another London. Also, Odysseus Tumazu. He has a new album out called Instinto. Instinto is the Greek word for instinct. It's the innate ability to respond to the given moment. Well, that is definitely the case in Odysseus music. And we'll check into the track Greens. Let's check it out. Keep it tuned right here to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Sarah Wilson. The album's called Incandescence. We'll check into the track, Dancing with Sierra. Then the Diva Jazz Orchestra. They've got a tribute album out called Tapping Through Life. It celebrates Maurice Hines. We'll check into the track featuring Ann Hampton Callaway called I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. Thank you.
Now that it's your birthday, I don't know what to do. Can't give you a Thunderbird or a penthouse with a view. Can't even buy a little present. I'm much too broke, I find. But there is one way I may save the day, and I hope that you won't mind. 'Cause I can't give you anything but love.
please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. When wildfires hit Altadena, California this past January, Francois Tissot's home survived mostly intact. But he's since found a new danger lurking in his home, lead, carried by the fire's ash and dust. Tissot, a geochemist at Caltech, says many homes in the area were built decades ago, and many older homes contain lead pipes or lead-based paint. And exposure to lead can cause a range of health issues, including developmental problems in children.
When the fire happened, we knew lead would be released. We just didn't know to what extent, how much would make it into the houses.
Tissot and his colleagues have now been testing for lead both inside and outside of homes in the Altadena area. They found hazardous levels even relatively far from the fire's edge.
You can be miles away from the fire, but if you're along the fire plume, the smoke and the ash will transport the heavy metals all the way there.
The team is making maps of their findings available online, so more people can see where the researchers have found high levels of lead. Tissot says people in those and other affected areas should clean their homes while wearing protective gear or hire professionals. And he says local residents, especially children, should get their blood tested for lead. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
You are listening to Modern Jazz Today. If you've missed one of the artists that we've played, you can navigate to our website at www.modernjazz.com.